Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
63115.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name as well?
Teresa Thomas.
All right, thank you for that. And can you please hold for me while I look up an account for you?
Well, it's not considered no account. Well, who is it from?
Once I get an account pulled up, I'll be able to better assist you.
Okay.
Just one moment.
All right. Hold it. Me too.
I'm still here, just for a moment.
You can make some pancakes. I knew you wouldn't.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
What shipping address? I don't remember ordering nothing. That's why I'm trying to find out what is this for. Who is this?
I am a customer service agent at a third-party call center, and we service multiple companies. Once we get the account verified, I will be able to explain what you purchased. Can you please verify the shipping address?
3925 Corbin.
All right, thank you for that. So I have located the account for the Ninja Knife Set sweepstakes. You paid an entry fee on the 27th of November.
Okay. I know that they were supposed to be only $2. So how can I get my money reimbursed back? Because I did not approve for them to take no more money off my car. And they took $69 off my car yesterday.
Well, the $67, excuse me, the $67.32
yes.
charge is valid per our terms and conditions. When you signed up, the terms did state that you will also be enrolling yourself into a membership where you will receive a $125 voucher in your email account, and the $67.32 would also increase your chances of winning the knife set. However, even though the charge is valid, I can issue you back up to a 35% refund, which is $23.56.
Okay, can you just send me my money back? Because I did not approve for them to take any more money off my car. They only said $2, and that's what they supposed to take off. Not nothing else, then nobody approved them to take off my car. So who else can I talk to? Because I disagree with this. You all just taking money off my car without me saying so.
I do understand, ma'am, but we all follow the same protocol and procedures, and the 35% refund will take 3 to 5 business days to hit your account.
Okay, just please put it back on there. It should be about 69, not no 23. The way you all took the money off my car without me getting any consent, I should get my full refund back.
Just
I
a moment.
I did not consent you all to take that off my car.
Just a moment and let me speak with my supervisor to see what more
Thank
we can
you.
Do for you. Can you please hold
Thank
for
you.
Me?
Yes.
Just one moment.
Come on, boy. Come on. They don't even know what he had. He's going to keep all his stuff in.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I did speak with my supervisor, and she advised that I could go ahead and issue you back up to a 50% refund, which would be $33.66, back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I also have a cancellation number for you to take down. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Let me go get it. Do I need a pencil, ink pen, or something?
Yes, ma'am, if you'll like to write down the cancellation number.
Okay, I sure will. Let me go get it next. All right. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so the cancellation number is Susan Charlie. 263-005-011.
Okay, that's C. 263-005-011.
That is correct. Is there anything further that I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That'll be all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.